of you were doing over the weekend? Wicked weather. In fact, that's Leslie bearing down on Bermuda, but it could have been what was happening in New York and New Jersey, as there were some wicked tornadoes, two tornadoes, in fact, that were actually taped by somebody, since we're all running around with our cell phones. How easy is that and convenient to flip them open? The good thing is no one was killed or injured. There was a Brooklyn tornado. It had 110-mile-an-hour winds. How unusual is that? So that's an EF1. There were warnings and watches for most of the day Saturday across New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. It was so bad. I was watching the U.S. Open, you know, the big tennis tournament that we hold, our Open, and they stopped the match, the men's match, one of the semifinals in the middle of it, and to clear out, to tell people, get out of here, get on the trains, get away, because they saw the dark clouds and the weather that was coming. And they were smart to do that because of the tornadoes that ended up coming through there. They had heavy thunderstorms that also slammed through D.C. There were tens of thousands of people without power, so it was pretty nasty. Their company, their electric company, is called Pepco, and they reported 65,000 outages at one point. And they restored electricity to half of those people, I guess. And, boy, it's tough. In D.C., they have had a lot of power outages. Same thing in New York. I know there's people listening to us in those areas. So I feel you. Boy, it's tough when boom, boom, out go the lights. Once again, as you hear sometimes in between things on America Tonight, they talk about being emergency prepared. It's, boy, it's so true. You've got to have those backups, those generators, those things that run on, not on electricity, so that if it happens and the worst of the worst happens to you, you're prepared to at least be able to get out of Dodge or do whatever you have to do as quickly as you can. It was a strange weekend filled with the first week in the NFL. Because in the sports world, there is nothing bigger than football. So there are some football widows, and there are certainly women who like to watch football. I'm one of them. You know, we do the nail the score thing here on America Tonight. Take a break from nailing the politicians, and instead we try to come up with a score that we nail. And if you correctly guess the score in our third hour on Friday mornings in the wee hours for the contest, you get bragging rights plus the swag from the show. How cool is that? We actually had a winner, Dave in Vermont, who guessed correctly that the Cowboys would beat the Giants 24-17. They did, and he nailed the score, so he got the swag. We hadn't had a winner in 2 years. Before that, it was Chris in Connecticut, so good to have a winner. You could be the next winner. Don't forget about that. Who's going to win the election November 6th? Oh, that is the $16 trillion question, because we look at the polls, and the polls are pretty tight, and Democratic strategists are holding their breath for real, thinking that, yes, this was a great convention, the Democratic convention, and people are excited, and, oh, Bill Clinton did such a great job, and but in the end, it's about electoral votes. If we want to look at the bounce that Obama did get 3 days after the convention, according to this new poll that was released, the Gallup poll, for one, they're showing that he's got 49% among registered voters nationwide. Romney has 44. So did the major leaders give him the big push that he needed, and will this help along the way? I think more than anything, the debates will be big. I think a lot of people are going to watch the debates. They're going to pay attention to it. The problem with Romney, what Romney's going to have, is that many of you have told me, have called the show, have sent me emails about it, and when I was in Tampa, people came up to me and said the same thing, that they were very conservative, that they felt like they really weren't represented, and they weren't voting. They just could not vote in good conscience for Romney, so they just were not going to vote. Well, if enough people say that, there certainly is no way he's going to clear any kind of a board for the electoral votes that he needs. But there's still a little under 2 months to go. A lot of different things could happen. The jobs numbers are not pretty. Unemployment figures aren't good. So that doesn't bode well. That doesn't bode well for even an incumbent president. However, he does have a few other factors and people pushing for him. Great, great campaign people who, even though they have way less money than the Republicans, they do have a machine in place that seems to work out well and pump out the content. So all those things combined in the end, throw it in one bowl, and we still come up with numbers. What will the numbers be? There's close contests in Florida and North Carolina. These are two big states, especially Florida, because of the amount of electoral votes that come out of there. So did Romney do enough to convince the older people he's not going to mess with their Medicare and they'd be better off with him? The recent Florida survey, this is a CNN, Time Magazine, ORC poll. Yes, I know we're bombarding you with some poll numbers at the top. Show a couple of things, and it's worth throwing them all out at you in the beginning as you start to chew on these numbers. The Florida survey shows that 50% of likely Sunshine State voters are backing Obama, 46 supporting Mitt Romney. So the 4 points is in the sampling error, so we'll, you know, the era of sampling points. So what does that show us? Obama barely won North Carolina 4 years ago. And 15 electoral votes are up for grabs in that state. In North Carolina, it's very, very nip and tuck. The people that were polled, that were questioned, and fell into the poll showed that this is a tough one, too. 48% were supporting Romney. 47 Obama. Numbers people care about what the polls say for a reason, because you follow the polls, and yes, you can manipulate them in certain ways, but often they are dead on. Coming up in just a day, really, we'll be remembering what happened on September 11th. I'm wondering if each and every year, somewhere, some moment, you take a second to remember the people that sadly lost their lives on a beautiful September day where they were just going to work or walking down the street or on a plane going somewhere and not expecting that to happen. After all, we don't live in a country where we think that we're going to be killed from a terrorist act. And sure enough, that happened. You know, the old stickers that would say, "We will not forget." How many people forget, though, in the grind of the daily life? Will your street be lined with flags? To me, that would be cool. If people in America could do just the one thing because of what that symbolizes, what that meant, if they could just put out some kind of flag, if everybody on the blocks in America, think of how many people, no matter what kind of neighborhood you live, where you are, all that kind of stuff. If everybody put out a flag, now that would say something, wouldn't it? It really would. Some odds and ends. We're going to tie it up on the next side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.96.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.38.28, $8.69.14 for a half ounce, or $4.34.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.38.28, $8.69.14, and $4.34.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Listening to the show, first timers, woohoo! Thanks for finding us. Connect a few more times and we think you'll be hooked. And you can participate. Don't be shy, even if you have one eye open. Remember, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also, a shout out to Charles in Charge. Charles filling in for Matty J, doing an awesome job, an excellent job. For us here on America Tonight, it's the musician in him, I think, that really carries through. And I got a quick note here from Jessup already who says, amen, sister, didn't that just leave my lips? I think everybody should put out their flags to remember, of course, what happened on September 11th. And there are lots of reasons to put out flags that I can think of, key dates throughout the calendar, but, you know, definitely add the September 11th date to the calendar too as well. Jack in Gainesville, Florida. Jack, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, how's it going? I don't know if people hear this sometimes, but I really don't think people are aware, but like, I'm a combat veteran. I went on 3 deployments in the Marines and, right now, you know, people keep talking about votes. People keep talking about left or right, left or right. No, they don't talk about veterans. They don't bring it up once. I don't hear either side bring it up. And right now, I think it's less than 0.5% of the U.S. population serves the military. And 90% of that haven't even served in combat. So we have no voice. And
You know what, Jack? I didn't mean to interrupt you. We've had lots of military people on America Tonight, so you know, because I agree with you 100%. I come from a military family. I haven't served, but everyone else in my family has served, and you're darn right about that. There's a group called Concerned Veterans, and we just had somebody on last week and talking about what you're saying, where's the voice, and all that kind of stuff, and especially for things pertaining to veterans if you were going down that path. But just in general, that was something that didn't happen so much at the conventions, a little bit at the conventions, but ultimately what does it mean for the veterans? We have a voluntary military, so thanks for your service because, you know, you voluntarily jumped into that.
Right, and that's the big thing neither side talked about. You know, Romney had this big job plan, doesn't mention veterans once, and even though veterans in my age group, you know, early, mid-20s, have twice the unemployment rate compared to the same age group of people who aren't veterans, even without education. They are twice as likely to get hired. And then Obama, when I was on Camp Lejeune in 2009, right after he got inaugurated, he came and did a speech for us, and I was there, and he kept talking. No one really cared much. Then he mentioned, I'm going to raise your pay, and everyone wild cheering. And then we had the biggest pay cut in, I think, a decade or two or something like that. It was like the smallest pay increase in years. He like completely didn't follow up on it. I really don't think either of them cared all that much. I mean, they might care a little bit, but it's not even being brought up right now because why do they care about the veteran vote? It's almost nothing.
They should care. I'm glad that you called, Jack. There is retraining for veterans. It's called the VRAP, and I think anyone that can should take advantage of that because a lot of people had to break some skulls, in a sense, to make that happen because you're absolutely right. Not enough is happening. We're glad that you called. Please find us again. You have a voice. Definitely have a voice. Use that voice. You're a good caller, and thank you for your service. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't tell you, we had Colonel Lee Ellis on. I can remember this just a few months ago talking about just exactly what Jack is saying, that there needed to be more appreciation and exposure and what could happen. Why is the veteran group the disappearing group that in some senses is trotted out when it's convenient, as probably Jack would say. It's convenient. Well, thank you so much. You know, at the game, here's some seats, which I'm not saying that's not great that NFL owners do that or other people do that. But we just, of course, we can never do enough. It's more lip service, but what about, in actuality, the practical application has to happen? Because the job factor with veterans is huge. The not getting a job, coming back, not getting jobs, not being able to get jobs is huge. Cannot say enough about that. All right, speaking of jobs, we're going to squeeze a couple of quick things in here, too, including the Chicago teacher strike. For the first time in 20-umpteen years, the Chicago teachers are going to strike after the negotiations just completely failed. Here's one angry parent.
How dare you guys stop school in session? How dare you do that to our children? What are you thinking about? Not about them.
Yeah, 25 years they haven't had a strike. It's that whole union thing. Union's good, union's bad. What do you think, America? You know, Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey had a hard time with this because he was struggling with balancing a budget. Imagine that, not being able to take from this and that, and was just being held over a barrel by the New Jersey Teachers Union, which is very, very powerful, and said, listen, we can save all these jobs, but you all have to give $1,000 back. If you do that, we can keep all your teachers. We're not going to have to cut that. But the teachers wouldn't do it. Hey, we'll give you the money back, but we have to do that this year and next year. Nope, not going to do it. They dug their heels in, and they lost tons of jobs because of that. They wouldn't help out other teachers. There was no compromise. He compromised, and finally said, well, this is what we got to do. They're not going to do it, and we got to go in this direction. So there you have it. This is, unfortunately, sometimes the stranglehold of the unions that used to be good. Not all are awful and evil, but there are some that are more than questionable, let's say. Power, that's what it does. Power corrupts. All right, Mitt Romney has been asked a bunch of times, it's funny, in not talking about the military very much at the Republican convention. He does address the military you know, of course, on the campaign trail, because everybody is doing that as they go along. I'm not taking anything away from him or actually shooting arrows at him. It's just the fact of campaigning. This is what happens. This is where it infuriates people, that where's the more than lip service afterwards. But anyway, Romney talked about the situation in Afghanistan.
I've been to Afghanistan, and the members of our troops know of my commitment to Afghanistan and to the effort that's going on there. I have some differences on policy with the president. I happen to think those are more important than what word I mention in each speech.
All right. So, you know, do we care about the defense budget or not? That's one of the Romney things about what are we lopping out of the budget, because we've certainly seen that the Pentagon has had to scrape by in a couple of different areas, and then there's the worry of who you're cutting back. Some terrible things are happening to some Navy people, over 2,000 just being let go, guys who had 13 years in and just are part of this program where there's a name for it, where they're just lopping them off arbitrarily and then still recruiting people. Welcome to corporate America now, creeping into the military. Nasty. How about Rory McIlroy? I'm going to Ireland in a couple of weeks. I would love to talk to him. If he's there, I'm going to get a chance to talk to him. Anyway, this kid is playing some of the best golf that I have ever seen. Winning again on Sunday. He knows he is working it. Take a listen.
I mean, this is the best golf I've ever played, for sure. You know, to win three out of my last four starts, you know, one of those being a major, two of those being playoff events. As I said, on a great little run at the minute.
Woohoo, Rory McIlroy. He has a bright future, too. If he keeps on that kind of a run, whatever happens with Tiger Woods, he could be one of the people that would challenge his record. Speaking of records, I'll throw this in. Yeah, I love him. He's Irish. The Irish lad. I know, I don't do the accents very well. Hey, Serena Williams, go America. Talk about your American flag. She got her fourth U.S. Open title. And how about Peyton Manning? We were talking about the NFL earlier. Now wearing a Denver Broncos uniform, he surpasses 400 touchdowns. That is huge. I'm rooting for Manning after the way he was dumped by the Colts. So Manning and the Broncos pass the Steelers in Sunday Night Football, 31-19. Stick with us. Some conversations from Washington, for one, coming up next, Around the Bend.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Once again, this is so outrageous. I'm going to call it the outrage of the day. You know, we're weighing in on voting and this whole voter ID thing and a slew of other problems that we're spotting with our electoral process. And then there's this report about the FAA, the big bosses, pushing workers to vote Democrat. What? You're not supposed to do that. Dan Epstein joins us now. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. Dan, first of all, how did this whole story break, and what did you learn?
Well, Cause of Action, a group that out there to fight government overreach and cronyism in the federal government, we had gotten a tip on our whistleblower hotline from an individual who was a former FAA employee and said that apparently that at the Seattle regional office, a political appointee by Obama went to employees and on taxpayer-funded time told those employees that if they didn't vote for Democrats, that they would all lose their jobs, their budget would get cut, and so that their jobs depended upon a vote for the Democrats in Congress and allegedly a vote for President Obama. So what Cause of Action did is we drafted a Freedom of Information Act request, known as a FOIA, and we submitted that FOIA to the FAA and demanded all emails, all records, all communications referring or relating to possible political discussion at the Federal Aviation Administration regional office in Seattle. And what we found were emails from employees, their supervisors, blowing the whistle on a Mr. Hickey, who was an Obama appointee and Senate confirmed, and a Raymond Towles, who allegedly had spoken to several career employees on official time and said that they better have voted for a Democratic Congress in order to preserve their jobs. And that's with those findings, we wrote to both the Inspector General of the Department of Transportation, Mr. Calvin Scovel, as well as to Attorney General Holder, saying that this needs to be investigated immediately. This is something where we have already, our sources have confirmed that the Office of Special Counsel, which usually investigates Hatch Act concerns, the Hatch Act is a law that is designed and passed by Congress to prevent the mixture of politics with policy, to prevent certain political presidential appointees from politicizing their agencies. And the Office of Special Counsel has the duty to investigate that, but we don't want it, the investigation to be limited to them, because keep in mind, the director of the Office of Special Counsel is appointed to the president, reports to the president. Calvin Scovel, who's the inspector general, has at least some independence from the president. He ultimately reports to Congress, and so we have asked him to investigate because we are worried that this is something that happened back in May. We still haven't gotten any charges brought against Hickey and Towles, and ultimately we want an independent investigator to look into this and determine if there needs to be some referrals to the Justice Department.
Yeah, and this all just unfolded, and of all the things you and I have talked about over really the past year and a half, 2 years or so, this is one of the most egregious, and I would think that this would be an easy thing to investigate and one that wouldn't be shoved aside. I don't expect, because we see this so often with when you file the Freedom of Information Act, when you dig deeper, when you, you know, demand that something happens, when you file a lawsuit, often it's dragged out. From my point of view, I'm saying I would think that they would jump on this, but maybe I'm wrong, because it looks like there could be some, I mean, obviously clear violations of the federal law.
Oh, you know, Kate, you just look at these emails, and Cause of Action has posted these emails on our website. I know Fox News today showed some of these emails. It's clear. You look at these emails, it's clear that you have actual employees who say that we saw firsthand Mr. Hickey and Mr. Towles advocating that we vote in a certain way in this election. And that's a clear violation. The only question now is the administration going to investigate this? Is President Obama, who said that he's going to be the most anti-Washington president ever, committed to ethics and transparency, is he going to allow for his own administration to be investigated? Because, Kate, to be perfectly honest, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's no question that Cause of Action is going to be hot on the trail to be looking at this at other agencies, looking at this at other offices within the FAA. And furthermore, we also want to know, hey, when you had Hickey and Towles who went out there and were, you know, essentially preaching the Democratic Party message and telling these federal employees how to vote, were they being told to do that by the executive office of the president, by any of President Obama's political staff? Because if so, this goes back to the president, and the Office of Special Counsel needs to go after the president. And it's not clear that there's been any transparency on that. Cause of Action is going to be going after that. And look, you know, President Obama is someone who has publicly stated his commitment to transparency. Be transparent. Tell the American people why your political appointees, the people that you decided should be running the FAA, why were they engaging in illegal activity on taxpayer-funded time? Explain that, and then if it turns out that individuals within your staff told them to do that, be honest about it. Okay, but the president hasn't said anything. This is an election season. Okay, if it turns out that he has politicized this agency and he has abused the distinction between politics and policy, then this is not a president who has been committed to transparency, and this is a president who, in fact, is not only not anti-Washington, but reflects some of the dirtiest tactics that Washington has ever known.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the emails that you say that you have on your website and that Fox was displaying during the day, they were showing on video, obviously. I read all of them, too, and I think it's pretty clear. I don't know how you would think it, anything wasn't anything other than arm-twisting, because in one little paragraph, as you know, I was reading one of the emails, it clearly says, if the conservative Republicans gain control of Congress and the FAA could be looked looking at as much as a 15% cut in the budget, and we might be looking at furloughs if the liberal, I like that, if the liberal Democrats take control of Congress, then we would be looking at a different kind of budget, basically, is what they're saying, a flat budget or fair budget or whatever it is, and it and says, in short, if the Republicans win office, our jobs may be affected, furloughs, meaning if the Democrats win office, then our jobs would not be affected. Wow. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Oh, not only is that clear, Kate, but that also reflects something else. Let's put the Hatch Act violations aside. I think Professor Richard Painter, this guy's a professor at law at the University of Oregon, he's already said, this is someone who's an expert at the Hatch Act, he looked at the facts and he said, slam dunk case, Hatch Act violation. Okay, so put the Hatch Act violation aside. These guys need to be investigated for the Hatch Act violation. But keep in mind, there's another issue here, which is, if you or I were a federal employee and our boss was telling us, hey, you want to keep your job, you better vote Democrat.
Yeah.
If we decided, hey, we want to exercise our free speech and the right to vote and vote Republican, guess what? We have to fear that we're going to get fired because he said that our job depended upon how we voted. So not only is this a Hatch Act concern, this is a potential retaliation concern.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And like you said, who knows? This is just the tip of the iceberg. Most likely, there had to be more of this going on. Because think of how many tentacles the FAA has, Dan.
Oh yeah. Why would we know that this was on their calendars?
Yeah.
And why would they only go to one specific regional office and say vote this way? They probably were doing a grand tour, just like the president does campaign tours. They're doing their own campaign tour, and it raises the question of in cause of action's next step is to get travel records for a lot of these federal appointees by Obama, because we want to know, hey, Mr. President, were you sending your political appointees to do your political bidding? Because if so, the American public wants to know.
Wow. Unbelievable. And here we are, 60-some days out from the election, and if it's so widespread, which we believe it is, and you believe it is, then it has to happen quickly, or I think people, for fear, think if you got that memo, what are you thinking? If you got an email that.
Exactly.
You got a family,
Kate, this is absolutely disgusting because, independent of the whole Hatch Act concern, the fact that we have federal employees who might be coming home to their families and saying, to their spouses and children, if I don't vote a certain way, I might lose this job. We have a president who, when asked about the economy, said, what kind of grade would he give himself? Well, he said it incomplete. Well, you didn't finish the sentence because you're wasting taxpayer dollars instead of stimulating jobs and creating opportunities in the private sector and allowing the government to be downsized in ways that give opportunities to small businesses. You're spending taxpayer resources, we get taxed for this, on the plane fare and the hotels for your political appointees to go out to Seattle and politicize agencies and threaten people on how they have to vote. Okay, your grade on the economy is not incomplete. Your grade is a flunk because you've engaged in unethical practices in your administration, and you have failed to address those. This is in the news. Why has Jay Carney not addressed this? It raises serious questions, and I'm utterly disgusted.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't wait to see what else comes out down the road. It's unbelievable. And who knows what other organizations might have been doing the same thing besides the FAA, looking at saying that there were going to be furloughs and other things could happen, obviously. Dan, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their health erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Wobbly kick, returnable for Curley at the Jet 32. Runs left to the 35, gets to the 40, breaks one to the 50, he's loose at the 40, there goes Curley, right side 30, he's at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Second touchdown of the first half for Jeremy Curley. He takes it the distance, and the Jets have a three-score lead.
The action, big Robert looking over the middle, firing, it is caught, and off to the races across the 40, to the 30.
Kevin Smith walking in all alone, and the Lions have taken the lead with 10 seconds left.
Good. He's looking. He fires. And it is caught for a touchdown. Clay Harbor. That's the Clay Harbor. And the Eagles can take the lead with the extra point.
Books. Thanks to Maddie J for that one. Yeah, for some teams, it was like a crash, wasn't it? Especially there were some close games, and then there were some blowout games. The Jets strong over Buffalo, 48-28. You know, we tease some of our Washington friends that come on the show, like Jeff Holtzman, but Washington beat up on New Orleans. That one was 40-32. That was the final score there. And you heard Philadelphia and Merrill Reese. He's the voice of Philly and how excited he was with the 17-16 win. But what a first week in the NFL. I mean, these are just baby steps, though, in the beginning. We have a whole season in front of us. Woohoo! Which means lots of nailing the score. And you can be a big winner. Don't forget, third hour on Friday. Don't have to know anything about football. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. When you call in, you just tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And Monday night action, there's Cincinnati and Baltimore, San Diego and Oakland. So two games. Wow. Monday night. Now it's like a sleepover. Starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. Once that game's over, then you're into the next game at about 10:15. Wonder how many people call in sick the next day. Especially in the beginning of the season, maybe, when they're excited. And they have fantasy football players to look at and to keep track of. Maybe I'll call in sick. Yeah, it's that football ailment. Too many wings and beer the day before, so I don't know that I can make it in. It's like during the basketball tournament, all of a sudden everybody's who doesn't pay attention to college hoops, all of a sudden they're all big fans because they're in those pools and they're busy watching the games and they can't focus on anything else. They're just focusing on the games and that's it. So a whole bunch of season in front of us. That's the cool part. Hey, also worth mentioning in sports, we should squeeze this in. And it's interesting how much sports and politics are alike, how you can win just by a teeny, teeny little bit. We had our U.S. Open in tennis, and what a U.S. Open it was. An American wins for the women. There's not an American for the men left in the game, but this time around, you have Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic. But Serena Williams won the U.S. title for the fourth time she wins it. And this was a close match. She was trailing. She beat, ultimately, Victoria Azarenka 6-2, 2-6, 7-5. But it was nip tuck. So this is the interesting thing. Williams becomes the first woman tennis player to cross $4 million in earnings. And with this U.S. singles title and her third round doubles loss, her on-court career earnings are now over $40 million. $40 million. Whew. Isn't that crazy? What a long way from Compton, California. No matter what people think of Richard Williams, who acts kooky a lot of times and gives cockamamie answers, especially in the beginning when he was asked by reporters different things about his daughters, you have to give it to him. They're on courts where he's paying gangs to not shoot in their direction, and they both end up, Serena and Venus, being these incredible world-class athletes from the U.S. that are winning into their 30s. I mean, just absolutely, absolutely amazing. And they both had to deal with a lot of injuries, including Serena, who's had glass in her foot and had a couple of other crazy things that happened to her. And in this match, boy, she looked like she wasn't going to be able to pull it out. And sure enough, she's one of those underdog athletes. She's not an underdog, but when she's down, she can always come back. Even if she's down to match point, she is still that person that can come back. And you think about this with She started, she won her first major championship. You know how old she was when she won her first U.S. Open? Check this out, 17. So her first U.S. Open, she won titles 13 years apart at the same Grand Slam tournament. That's the longest span of success in any pro era, which started in 1968. So three decades, 90s, 2000, and 2010s. That's pretty crazy. And this is somebody who's had surgery on a left knee. A couple of years ago, she had the glass that I mentioned, where she cut both feet on broken glass when she was leaving a restaurant in Germany, and had to have two operations on her right foot. Remember, then she had that terrible thing, the blood clots in her lungs. She needed to inject herself with blood thinner, and then at one point she had something else that she had to have a procedure for with the whole blood clot thing. So she's been through a couple of health scares that she really pushed through. And like I said, an amazing American athlete, no matter what you think of the Williams family or father. The father especially, I think, gets under people's skin. But, hey, you cannot deny it. You cannot deny their spirit and the fact that they just kill people. You know, Serena Williams, 13 aces, and she had serves of up to 125 miles an hour. Wow. I mean, that's all you can say. Wow, that is super powerful, 125. So I wonder how many of you guys out there listening, would you just duck? Okay, bring it. Bring me the heat. Give me the heat. I can handle it. 125, no problem. The answer is duck. That's what happens if somebody's coming at you with a serve that's volatile. Okay, a couple other quick NFL highlights. The fact that Peyton Manning goes over 400 touchdowns, that's pretty significant. I mean, he has a Super Bowl to his credit. His brother has two, Eli. But the success that he's had is undeniable. And I think there's going to be something about Denver this year with Peyton Manning proving that he could come back, that they're going to be very scary. Of course, it's the team around him that's going to help big time. But I think you can't count out Denver. I mean, it's one game, but I think they're going to be super, super competitive this year. Not that they weren't last year, but remember the whole Tebow thing and whatnot. He was great to watch. He was exciting. People were all over Tebow. But I think Peyton Manning and the way this team is set up, they are going to be a force to be.
Sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.